This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
We knew this would happen. We knew things were going to be a little bit crazy, and we knew things were going to be a lot crazy. And so over the weekend, once Pennsylvania had reported that their 20 electoral votes were going to Joe Biden was able to supersede the 270 electoral votes and become projected president-elect, 46th president of the United States. Of course, I mean, it just went crazy. You had people, like, upset and depressed and rioting, and you had people out on the streets celebrating. And then there was a lot of debate as to why he was called the President of the United States, or the soon-to-be President of the United States, when technically it isn't over till the fat lady sings. So I've been asked by both Democrats and Republicans, where does it stand? Is the election over? Does the country move on? Did Joe Biden win enough votes? Is it a done deal? You know, or if there is evidence of election fraud, right, or dead ballots, or, you know, dead people voting or whatever, does Trump have every possibility, every legal recourse to him that allows a recount? And as you see what happened with the Gore-Bush election back in 2000, Gore was originally called as president by the networks, and then after they did a recount, it went to Bush. And that's been still very controversial to this day. So does Trump have a chance to still become still stay as our president and be reelected, or is it over? So it's very, very interesting because, like I said, all right, Vice President Joe Biden, if he won the votes, if the votes were fair and square, if he had more of the popular vote in each state and each electoral vote, each state's popular vote contributes obviously to their electoral win. The Electoral College meets December 14th. They say it's a no-brainer. He was this much ahead. Then they submit their vote, the Electoral College votes in December. First week, January, it's done. He's the next president. If, however, there's any evidence of voter fraud, then depending on each state, there's recourses for the side that feels that they were cheated against. Now, you would think it was that simple. If there's fraud in an election, if there's any cheating, if there's any evidence of cheating, results are null and void. But it's not that simple. All right. We've been joking about dead people voting and dogs voting, and, you know, in every election. I mean, if you remember during the JFK election in Chicago, there was evidence that there were dead people who casted votes for JFK. Nobody did anything. I mean, all these elections, and it could have been for the right and the left, there have been votes by dead people. There have been votes by people that aren't even in that town. There's been votes from people from out of town voting in that city. So illegal or improper votes have pervaded every election. The question is this the election where somebody's going to say, nah, we're done with that? Now, the reason why it hasn't been an issue in the past is because the numbers they said were negligible. You know, well, if there were five dead people in one county that technically had votes put through, nobody made a big thing because it was only five votes. But the GOP is claiming that there is not just dead people voting and people voting from other counties or states and other places, or people leaving and not even in that district or county to vote, but there's also reports of ballot tampering and opening up and lack of transparency and all that. And so when you start to add everything together, they're forming a case. Could they win? Well, it depends on the states. You see, each state has their own rules on how a recount or revote happens. Plus, the GOP has to decide if it's really a recount they want or if they just want an election do-over. If you recount ballots that were already placed or possibly tampered with, for the right or the left, then you're just recounting what was there. If you want to redo the process, then you have to hope that that state has an allowance within their state rules to allow that to happen. The GOP would need Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, Georgia, North Carolina, and Arizona to allow either a new re-election. So even though the GOP's claim that they have the evidence and they have the videos and they have the, you know, is there, what makes things complicated is, will the states allow that evidence to allow a whole new, shall we say, electoral process? Now, like I said, it's crazy. I don't know if you guys watch football, but with football, whenever there's a call, a call will not get reversed easily. Whenever there's a call, just like a bill or just like a law, all right, once something's passed, it takes an act of Congress to unpass it. Same thing with football. Once there's a call, you have to show overwhelming evidence. If the GOP has that evidence, then it should be a no-brainer. If the GOP has evidence that there were vans brought in and votes brought in and tampering or people stuffing the mailbox with votes and the signatures don't match, it should be a no-brainer. But if they don't have people and they're not, or one is if they don't get allowed to amass the evidence, or if they don't have people to verify that the signatures were false or that the signatures don't match. See, what's been happening is there's been new software with a lot of these ballot machines where before the ballots were counted in person, so the signature was verified. Now it's up to a machine. If the machine software is very strict and conservative, it pops it out. If the machine software is more liberal in its allowance of a signature, it goes through. So the complexity of what the GOP would have to do is it's huge. It's a pile. It's a huge pile. And they would have to do it on multiple states. So he does have a chance. If there's fraud, technically in most state constitutions, voter fraud does allow recount or re-elections. It's just the burden of proof is on them. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. One of your comments is on the Dallas Cowboys. Yes, I thought Gilbert did a great job quarterbacking. You know, it's a shame we lost still, but I got to tell you, I mean, Dallas has hasn't looked so good since Dak Prescott's injury. So I think Gilbert's here to stay at least for another game or two. I don't think Dak's returning this season, but I did notice it. But I thought the Steelers are pretty good. Big Ben is always a formidable opponent, for any team. So they did pretty good. Don't know what happened to the Bucks. I just don't know. I was watching Tom Brady and, hoping he and Antonio Brown and Gronk would have some sort of chemistry out there, and it just didn't work. They got their butts kicked. I think at least, was it 38-3? I don't know, but it was rough. Saints definitely kicked their butts, and you always hate to see Tom Brady get his butt kicked. Some of you guys like it, others don't. Vikings won. Very, very proud of them. Good for them. Won money on the Vikings. I'm a happy girl. Okay, we're going to talk about the Pfizer vaccine in a second, but Mariah wants to know about, will a Republican ever win any future election? This is what is on everybody's, there's a lot of things on everybody's minds, okay? And, I'm on social media, and I'm on, there's a lot we need to talk about. You see a huge Republican exodus from Facebook, especially with the censoring of the posts, and people are moving to Parler. Parler is a new site that is supposed to be a home for free speech. I have an account. I just haven't gone on there. I haven't gone on there for months. When it first came out, I looked at it, set up an account. But with what I've seen, you have the Democrats celebrating, and you have the news outlets already going, all right, this is what we're going to do. Joe Biden already has, plans for climate change, and, he already has a bunch of executive orders that he's planning to do, et cetera. And, people are calling in, and then on Facebook, people were kind of mad at me, because, again, I report the news, and I let everybody know what happened with Pennsylvania, and people were mad, and they were like, don't call it. Don't give in to that. People don't want the media to claim who's the president. I'm not claiming it. I'm just saying the votes went to and he's projected. I'm letting everybody know because, people thought this wouldn't end until next week. Not end. It's not going to end, but it wouldn't be called until next week. I said, guys, they're already calling it. So, yeah, I get it. People are going to be mad. I tick people off. All I'm doing is reporting what I hear, all right? Just like liberals are ticked off when I reported that the GOP said they have evidence. GOP doesn't have evidence. So, fine. Everybody's mad. I get it. Everybody's grumpy. But one thing that I found very, very interesting is some of the liberals that were in the process of celebrating what they thought was Joe Biden's win, some of them showed some hesitancy online. And they were like, for some reason, I can't celebrate yet. I feel like something's going to happen. And I'm seeing posts from some of my liberal friends that are out there. And I found that kind of very interesting because you saw the, many of the Republicans going, oh, this isn't over. There's evidence of fraud. We're moving forward. We're going to do this. And then you saw some Democrats out there going, okay, I'm nervous. All right, now why? Why would people be nervous? Do they think that there's fraud? Do they think that, things happened? Or do they think that the Republicans are going to be able to take control and do fraud themselves? And so when you look at what people are really, really thinking, you have a big group going, okay, we could fight this. We have a big group saying, it's over. It's we got our butts kicked. You have on the other side going, we better kind of, still be on guard. Nobody celebrate yet. Don't call it yet. And then you have others liberals saying, the more we make noise, the more we make this happen, the more it's solidified. And you even saw leaders go, congratulations, because everybody's trying to be political. They're trying to figure out whoever the new king is. They're going to, already side and kiss butt. And, people have been asking, what's been going on with Fox News? Why is Fox News not, standing strong with the ultra-conservative side? Well, the reason why is, remember, they've been, again, advertising themselves as mainstream media. So remember, they're media, and there's people in Fox that are liberal, just like there's people at CNN who are conservative. They might stay quiet, but, it's not, Fox News isn't like, Newsmax or, you know, ultra conservative. They have conservative hosts, and they have high ratings, and they do very, very well, like Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham. But it doesn't necessarily mean the network as a news agency is going to have the cojones to say, not my president yet when it comes to Joe Biden. Because again, if the powers that be, whether there was cheating or not, or if there was cheating, right, made this happen, then, I mean, Fox, there's a lot of people out there going, okay, well, what happens to us next? In fact, there's been some asks for anonymity for people coming out saying, yeah, I have proof of fraud. And election officials and people working the system have said, please don't use my name, because they really, really fear for their lives. I mean, party of love and acceptance and, you know, everyone equal, which both parties actually have love, acceptance, and everyone equal. But I guess, you know, the party of tolerance and all that, you know, seems to have over the last few months shown that, you know, they could burn buildings. I mean, they could, you know, punch you in a parking lot for wearing a MAGA hat. There, you know, they'll come over and accost you while you're just trying to eat and drink your beer and get all up in your face for not joining them. So people are scared. And so when you have that fear, you know, the GOP is concerned that a lot of those people that said, look, I saw this, look at my, you know, look at what I videotaped. I don't know if you guys saw, there was a videotape of a California neighborhood, thousands upon thousands of ballots, you know, being, you know, put into bags and supposed to be taken to the election officials. I don't know what neighborhood this was, if it was a Republican-leaning neighborhood or not, but it was on November 4th, so it was the day after election, and the ballots are just sitting there in the box starting to now be taken, and the lady who was videotaping saying, but wait a second, why was the election called? Why did you call it when there's all these ballots? Yeah, everybody says, count every vote, count my vote. And the election was called in states, this was in California, without looking at the votes. So, you know, so people want answers, but the big thing that's been pervading on the conservative side is, will any election be fair? Will the Republicans now lose the Senate? The Republicans were going to have control of the Senate. And people are starting to freak out and go, wait a second. The longer this goes, you know, is there going to be any control? You know what's a shame is, and we're going to be talking about this, is President Trump really didn't have a lot of control throughout his presidency. He started the wall. You know, he built the wall. And the wall's not finished. You know, he made a lot of executive orders, etc. But the shutdown happened beyond his control. The mail ballots happened beyond his control. He didn't have control. And that's one thing that, I mean, I think, you know, the average person was like, really, mail-in ballots is kind of scary. Most countries, I don't know any other country that allows you to mail in a ballot. And you have paper all over the place and ballots in the wind and people not getting their ballots in or not getting their mail-in ballots, or they're rushing to the polls. So hopefully at least they could get their vote in. I mean, I think, you know, the average person was like, oh, wait a second, this is not a good idea. Unless, of course, there was a plan where, don't worry, okay, we got this covered. We want the mail-in ballots. It's a good thing. Keep quiet. And that's what I heard people were told. They're like, no, trust me, it's going to work for the Democrats. Now, that's one argument that people have been saying. The argument people have been saying is the reason why everything turned, even New York Times had said Trump was going to win this, you know, and was leaning red with all the states. The reason why it turned is they claim that Republicans went to the polls, Democrats did mail-in ballots. So when the mail-in ballots start to be counted, you could see they're all Democrat. It's a nice theory, but I don't know if that was entirely the case, because I know a lot of conservatives that did mail in the ballot. They go, well, I mailed in my ballot, so did that count? Then, you know? And I know a lot of Democrats that went to the polls. So their claim that, well, of course the numbers switched because we started to count the ballots because Trump people went to the polls, I don't know if that's 100%. Mariah's question of could the Republicans ever win another election if there was the fraud that people suspect to the degree that it did for this election, it really makes you wonder how that will ever be combated in the future if mail-in ballots are here to stay. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Now that the election is over, Congress can get back to work, and there is a sense of urgency to get another stimulus package done by the end of the year. As far as what sort of package we will see, Republican Congressman Andy Biggs of Arizona believes
you might get something out. I would suspect it's going to be narrower than Speaker Pelosi wants, which is still about $2.5 trillion. I think it's going to probably be closer to several hundred billion dollars that would go to PPP and EIDL loans. I think that's probably where you're going to end up.
President Trump announced Monday that he fired Defense Secretary Mark Esper, ousting one of his top cabinet officials. In a pair of tweets, the president saying that Esper has been terminated and he would be replaced by National Counterterrorism Center Director Christopher Miller, who will lead the Pentagon in an acting capacity. USA Radio News. Thousands of power outages are being reported in South Florida due to Tropical Storm Etta. Florida Power and Light spokesman Marie Botot says it's not as easy as you may think to restore everyone's power.
There's a lot of flooding, and the winds cause flying debris into our power lines. There's fallen trees that come into our power lines. Those will take longer to restore, so it really depends on the damage that you're looking at.
If being shot through a vacuum tube sounds good to you, you're in luck.
Virgin Hyperloop gave the first ride on a test track Sunday in Las Vegas. A Hyperloop is a transportation system in which people travel in a vehicle in a vacuum tube at speeds up to 600 miles per hour. Virgin's system includes magnetic levitation used since the 70s and on high-speed rail projects in Japan and Germany. Virgin's pod only reached 100 miles per hour on this track because the track is 500 meters long, limiting how fast the pod could go. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Maybe, maybe
thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, everybody seems super duper happy about Pfizer's announcement, and we knew that it was going to be a race between Pfizer and AstraZeneca and Moderna and all the companies. And apparently, the stock market is up 1,300 points based on the possibility that we might have a vaccine as early as December. Something that's been touted and promised by our administration, promised by pharmaceutical companies. But us in the medical field have been kind of said, all right, you know, everybody, you know, don't be starting to hop on a plane, you know, and, you know, and I don't know, you know, starting to get too excited because there's some practicalities with this. But it is exciting news, and it's about time. So basically, Pfizer has been working on a vaccine. Now, it's, again, one of the ones where you have to get two shots, which we've talked about, which isn't ideal, but it's still, it's better than no vaccine. And Pfizer's news that they're going to be requesting emergency authorization or emergency use authorization from the FDA means they will hopefully be able to start administering this vaccine in December. But what's also good news and very unique news is they said their vaccine is 90% effective. 90. Now, if that's a number that's rounded up or not, I don't know. But a 90% vaccine effectiveness is very good. All right. As you all know, with our flu shot, the highest we could ever be is in the 60s. A 60-some percent, maybe 65%. I think one time I heard we were up at 67%, but usually in the 60s, that's our good vaccine year. So for Pfizer to come up with data that shows it's 90% effective in those who never had coronavirus and protected them, we don't know how long, but offer protection is fantastic news. Now, according to one report, the interim results, they're still in phase three clinical trials. They're still trialing this in thousands of patients. But this data is based on 94 participants. Only 94. And we still don't know if the vaccine will, what sort of protection it offers in those who might have already had COVID. These were supposed to be people that never had COVID, antibody negative, never had symptoms. You know, it's interesting, okay? I donate blood as often as I can, and they'll run my antibodies. And my antibodies are negative. And I haven't really felt sick. I don't really remember ever having a cough or fever. I mean, I remember getting sick last November. You know, so maybe I could have had COVID then. But if I think back, there was one day, and I swear it was only one day. One day, I felt kind of warm, and I felt achy, and I wanted to go to sleep. And I had a little bit of a light, dry cough. And then for about 3 days after that, I was craving spicy food. I couldn't taste my food. Now, I didn't put it together that that could have been COVID. For a few reasons. One is, I wasn't really that sick, right? Two, it was kind of early on. And then when I, you know, went to donate blood and they checked my antibodies, again, negative. So I didn't put much into that. But the more I think about it, but the more I've been, you know, seeing with people who have had COVID and all that, I mean, it sounds like the classic symptoms, except thank God I would have had a mild case. It really bothers me, and which would explain, if my case was so mild, why I wouldn't have made antibodies. But the only thing that kind of concerns me, not the only thing, but one of the things that kind of concerns me with any of these vaccines is this is supposedly in a patient population that never had COVID. Well, how do they know they never had COVID? I've been telling everybody I haven't been infected with COVID yet. My antibodies are negative, never had high fever, never went through everything that you see in the news. Right? Now that I look back to see what I had in spring or summer, that one day, it was just one day. I was like, you know what, I want to go to bed. Feel kind of achy. And then I just remember I told my husband, can you get us Indian food and make it spicy? And he's like, you never eat spicy. I was like, I can't taste anything. Could have been that. So, you know, when you think back and people are like, well, maybe I had it, maybe I didn't, maybe I had it. You know, the pharmaceutical companies have to be very, very careful about assuming their patient population is a vacuum. Now, the reason why we have large clinical trials is because they look at multiple thousands of patients. In fact, in Pfizer's clinical trial, the stage 3 clinical trial, they have 43,538 participants to date. But according to this site here on Life Science, the interim results are based in terms of the 90%, because again, just because they're testing it in thousands of people doesn't mean they were exposed to COVID. This data is coming from 94 participants who developed COVID-19 after receiving the vaccine or the placebo. You put a placebo in, so you have kind of a control. And so they don't know. I think it's double blind. So they don't know if they're going to get the placebo. They don't know if they're going to get the vaccine. Because when you think you got the medicine, you're like, oh, I feel great. So you kind of have to not know. So, and the person giving it has to not know. You know, they might be like, oh, man, you look all pretty. You know, I'm going to give you this one. They can't do that. You do a double blind, so the researchers don't know who's getting what. But they also found, I guess, low side effects, if any. Now, what's also kind of interesting about this with Pfizer is we're being told Pfizer did not take any Warp Speed money. Pfizer did not take any money from the government. That's pretty impressive. They've been working with biotech. And Pfizer is the company, for those of you guys, who's Pfizer? Pfizer's the one that did Z-Pak. Pfizer's the one that did Viagra. Pfizer's the one that did Zyrtec, Zoloft, Lipitor, Caduit. So Pfizer's a big company. In fact, I have Pfizer stock, not because I've invested recently in it, but I still have Pfizer stock that I bought back in the 1990s. There was a triple split, and I don't have a lot of stock, but I have some still. I never really sold it, never really did anything with it. The stock went up 10% today, but it went from $30 a share to like $40 a share, which is good, which is huge. But those people that really invested a lot of money probably did well. However, be very careful with what you invest in. Because remember, the Pfizer vaccine is the two-pronged one where you have to get the second one 28 days later. Again, I think it's great. Let's start getting it out there. But the second another company comes out going, guys, we only have the one-shot deal, Pfizer could be screwed. So this vaccine thing is kind of complicated, okay? You know, one is you want to be the first one out there. And you want to get the contracts and you want to get people buying the doses. And again, I'm a fan of Pfizer. I think Pfizer has made some really, really good drugs out there. However, if it's not as practical as another product that comes out later, they're going to get the sales. I mean, you know, we talk about, remember BlackBerry? BlackBerry was kind of one of the first smartphones. It gets out there. It was the first. It was the first one out there. But how many of you guys have a BlackBerry now? The average person has an iPhone. iPhone wasn't first. iPhone came out after BlackBerry. In fact, BlackBerry paved the way to get, BlackBerry kind of paved the way to get, you know, people all excited about smartphones. But then Apple came in and took it. You know, it's kind of like, I don't know if you guys remember that one Cheers episode where Sam, you know, was kind of working on Rebecca, Kirstie Alley, right? So Ted Danson was working on Kirstie Alley, and he was working on her and working on her, and then all of a sudden she goes and she sleeps with Robin Colcord or whoever, right? And he's like, man, I've been loosening that peanut butter lid the whole time only for, you know, she to be sticking to the roof of somebody else's mouth. And that's kind of what could happen, unfortunately, with the vaccines. So you want to be the first one out there. I mean, you don't want to go, well, I'll wait till second or third. However, if somebody comes out going, look, yeah, but see, I could do better, and I could just be a one-shot thing, that's going to overtake. So just for those of you, you know, yeah, you know, I think we're going to have a win with Pfizer, but it might be short-lived depending on when the next vaccine comes out. So they are continuing to enroll people in the trial. They're still continuing to study. It's far from over, but the data is that good. And remember, we're coming into pneumonia and flu season. You know, I mean, everybody's kind of asking, well, you know, gosh, is COVID turning deadlier again? It could be, but I mean, you're looking at the U-shaped. I mean, you're looking at how people die during, you know, pneumonia, flu, and COVID season. Then people still died in the summer, but we had less deaths. And now if it's coming back up, you start to wonder if there's an association with the flu and pneumonia. It's just kind of common sense. But we are coming into that, and we are going to see hospitals overwhelmed. So the flu shot, by the way, the flu shot and pneumonia shot are important, but the vaccine, the COVID vaccine, can't come soon enough. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Do you have have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Welcome to Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So we really lost an icon, and this hit us really, really hard. I mean, anytime there's a celebrity death, it hits us, but everybody knew Alex Trebek. Alex Trebek had filmed over 8,000 episodes of Jeopardy, I think starting back in the 80s. And he had announced in March of 2019 that he had pancreatic cancer stage 4. So, of course, those of us in the medical field were like, oh, no. Oh, no. We were hoping he would have had the kind that Ruth Bader Ginsburg had, where, you know, she was able to kind of, fight it a little bit longer and kind of keep it at bay. You know, but even with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, may she rest in peace, she passed. And whether it was from the pancreatic cancer per se or not, pancreatic cancer, unfortunately, isn't 100% isn't, shall we say, the most positive prognosis. And one of the reasons why is when pancreatic cancer is found, it's rarely found as a stage one. It's usually found after it has spread. We talk about how the pancreas is a very juicy organ. The organ sits near the intestines and it secretes enzymes that has to help digest food and processed foods and processed sugar like insulin. And so with the pancreas, unfortunately, being very, shall we say, kind of it's not so much as an organ that you see all the time and you touch all the time and can palpate all the time. It's kind of deep. It's hidden. It doesn't necessarily have the pain receptors to make you go, oh, it hurts. So it could be having something brewing and you just don't know. And so, unfortunately, it's, sometimes the signs, like we say, like painless jaundice, where you're not really having liver or abdominal pain or gallstone pain, but you're kind of turning yellow. Well, it's because the pancreatic cancer is quiet and then it goes to the liver. Or there's other signs. So like, let's say you're diabetic, all of a sudden, you're not diabetic anymore. You're off your insulin. You go, damn, look at that. My sugar's normalized. Anytime I hear somebody say their sugar's normalized, I'm like, somebody better look for pancreatic cancer. So it's a shame. So anyway, he passed away Sunday morning. He lived till the age of 80. So again, for males, and it's still too young, but it still amazes me with all the cancer and all the things we have. We still have an increase in life expectancy. According to Jeopardy's executive producer, Mike Richards, he didn't die in pain. He had a nice final day surrounded by family. He said he wanted his final day to be sitting on a swing next to his wife Jean and watching the horizon. Now, it's very interesting that they use the term he wanted his final day. And so I don't know if there was any, shall we say, I want to find the right word for it. No, I'm not going to use the word Kevorkian. If there was a, oh my gosh, why am I having such a brain fart about the proper word where you just kind of, we don't want to call this euthanasia. I don't know if there was any planned euthanasia for him, but it's very interesting that they were talking about, how he wanted his final day. He had a swing in his backyard that he loved. He actually rebuilt it earlier this year. In his book, he described that he wanted his final day to be sitting on a swing next to his wife Jean and watching the horizon, and he got to do that. So it could also be retrospective, going, you know what, that was his last day and that's what he wanted. They say it was coherent, he wasn't in pain, and the fact that he had a really nice day makes us all at Jeopardy feel much better. And it is, unfortunately, pancreatic cancer could be very, very painful. And so I believe his final episode, the final episode that Alex Trebek recorded on October 29th, he worked up until 2 weeks ago. May he rest in peace. It's going to air on Christmas Day. It's going to be bittersweet. I'm going to watch. It just, he was just one of those hosts where he, I don't know if he got very political. I don't think he did. But, he sure kind of got tough with some of his contestants. I mean, if you ever asked, gave an answer, and you didn't ask in the form of the question, he was all over you. Because I'm like, oh, he's going to miss one. He's going to miss it. I don't think he missed it once.
So, but one thing that's come up, and I could see because people have been searching my articles, my blogs, was I had written an article last year about Alex Trebek's diet soda habit. So when he was 78 years old in March of 2019, so he obviously had, you know, two birthdays since then. I think he has a summer birthday. I had to double check. There was an interview he had had in the past with Business Insider where he admitted to having a Milky Way bar and diet soda for breakfast every day. Quote, a Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi or a Diet Dr. Pepper on taping days. Now, this obviously kind of gave a lot of people the heebie-jeebies because diet soda is one of the most common drinks out there. I mean, it's not drunk as often as regular soda, but because people have been anti-sugar the last 20, 30 years, people have been kind of, you know, jumping more towards the diet drinks, and only in the last few years have people started to do away with diet soda because we've been saying, guys, avoid diet soda. Okay, we don't know if Steve Jobs had a diet soda habit. And I'm not saying diet soda causes cancer, but obviously diet soda is not the healthiest drink out there, right? Okay, I mean, it's not full of nutrients. I mean, it's, you know, it has carbonic acid and phosphoric acid and the bubbles and the, you know, and the artificial sweeteners. And that's just not something the human body was ever built or designed to consume. And so whenever somebody has pancreatic cancer, we start to kind of ask, well, what did you eat? Now, mind you, I am of the belief that pancreatic cancer could be also from a virus, where I've noticed pancreatic cancer a little higher in those with diabetes. And so you wonder if a virus affected somebody's pancreas and the pancreas can't make the insulin and a person becomes diabetic, does that virus just kind of sit there and brew? And again, this is just a theory. We don't have a lot of proof for this, but which is why I always tell everybody, keep an eye on that pancreas. Right? You know, you can do CAT scans and ultrasounds. We don't want to overdo it, and we don't really have a screen for pancreatic cancer. But if you're older, these are the risk factors for pancreatic cancer. If you're male more than women, diabetic, have alcohol use, have suffered from chronic pancreatitis, chronic inflammation of the pancreas, if it's in the genes, if you're African-American or Ashkenazi Jew, you could be more at risk. If you're obese, have a high-fat diet, have a history of hepatitis B, have a history of H. pylori, or if you're male or female with BRCA1 or BRCA2 gene mutations. You know, everybody's like, I don't have to worry if my mom had BRCA1 or BRCA2. If my mom had ovarian cancer or breast cancer, it doesn't really affect me because I'm a dude. No, it can affect you because if you guys have the BRCA1 or BRCA2 mutations, that could put you at risk for pancreatic cancer and I believe also prostate cancer. So those are important. So, you know, if you are at higher risk, you want to talk to your physician. You know, we want to catch pancreatic cancer early. Now, each year over 57,000 Americans are diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. The 5-year survival rate is only 5%. Again, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, everyone's like, yeah, but she survived. She did, but that was rare. Older individuals who are healthy might do better than those who are younger when they're diagnosed. That's why we might see older people last longer. But some sources cite that the median survival time is between 2 and 6 months if the cancer is diagnosed at a late stage. So the fact that Alex Trebek died over a year and a half from his diagnosis is a huge success in pancreatic treatment. In fact, for him to still be able to work and do what he loved. See, I would do that. You know, people are like, gosh, why would he work? You know, if he's facing his last few months. Sometimes that's just what you love to do. I would. I mean, look at Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh has cancer. He's kind of been talking about how things might not be going his way. He's not going to get off air. You know, it's you know, we want longevity. We want to still contribute. 1-877-DOC-TALLY.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.